It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Blazers lost last night. They know the assignment. They lose 111-98 to the Sacramento Kings.
It's not a feature, it's a bug. I'm sorry, it's not a bug, it's a feature.
It's not a bug, it's a feature. Yeah. Yep. But last night was one of the ones where you go, all right, after two solid outings, where I think that what you wanted to see against the Pelicans was competitive, fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They split those two games. You saw a team that... they're still watchable.
Yeah, it's just the first half was an absolute abomination, and the third quarter was one deciding quarter, and this is going to be.
But it was an abomination in the first half for both sides.
Oh yeah, no, and it was abomination for the NBA.
It was ugly. That was two teams just mucking it up.
32 free throws in the first half. And DeMar DeRozan had 10 in the first 16 minutes. And that's disgusting. And, you know, we this has already become a trend, and people are already rightfully pissed off about it. Because post-trade deadline last season, refs got out of basketball, and the basketball was the best we had seen in probably 15, 20 years.
It truly was.
The physicality returned. You didn't have these fake games. They weren't taking forever. It wasn't there was four or five instances in the first 6 minutes of the game where I'm just dumping expletives in the sports office at K2 last night because of how soft and ridiculous these calls were. Yeah. And I'm like, come on, what are we doing? We got rid of this. Stop it. There was one where DeMar DeRozan, I think they breathed on him. And it's just like, what?
I thought the good call that they made was to Monte Kamara put his forearm in the back of the dude's head.
Oh yeah.
That was a good call.
I mean, that's a good call. Yeah, that's fair. But for the free throw rate is up 21%. And nice. I'm not talking over year. I'm talking about the beginning of last year when it was still high. So wow. It's even up above that. So yeah, it's refs need to chill the bleep out. It's bad. The bigger issue for Portland is they started 0 of 12. 1 of 13 from 3. I mean, Ant had looks. Jeremy had looks. Two had looks. Denny had looks. And it's just, and this is the thing you're going to get so tired of me saying this. It is a math problem. And they have a math problem. Not only do they only make 4, which is problematic, the bigger issue when you're looking at about all 82 games is they only got up 22 threes. Because let's say they take 18 more. Let's say they get up to 40. What happens if they get hot? What happens if they hit 8 of those 18 threes? How different does the game get? And the thing is, when you stop shooting them, because you could see it happen. You could see 2 got a great look in the corner early in the game, rimmed out.
What we saw last year
and
from
you saw
him in long stretches was
2 possessions later.
There was a point last year where he would just hide himself
stop
in the
shooting.
Corner, and he would stop moving, yep. wouldn't work for the ball, and would refuse to shoot.
Yep.
Yeah,
Denny, you can see the frustration building on his face when he shoots. He took 4 threes last night, which I think is good volume for him. But he's just got to find something, man. He's got to find that.
This is not a surprise to anybody,
no.
though. That because
his team was built.
This is a team that lacks shooters. Yeah. You're big. You don't have shooting.
Yeah, and the thing was, they got downhill. They got to the rim. They damn near doubled the Kings up in the paint. But you have to nearly triple them up to offset that bad of shooting from three.
Look, I realize we're in super small sample size theater here,
mm-hmm.
But 6% from three, four games.
What's that?
What?
For Denny.
Oh, oh. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about the team. No, like, no, no, no.
Team
no.
is not.
No, I mean, Denny.
He's one of 15, yeah. right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. Last year, you saw Denny show improvement from the corners. And shooting above the break has always been, like, poor for him. He's, like, a 31% above the break three-point shooter. And you're hoping is that the confidence builds with volume. And that's, without getting into the nuts and bolts of it, I've talked to very intelligent people with PhDs in computational science who work in the NBA.
All right, well, you just eliminated me there.
But it's no longer about how good of a shooter somebody can be. If you can be like the requisite level, like if you can get to like 35%, basically if you're not taking open threes, you're doing it wrong. Because what ends up happening is if as volume increases, you increase as a shooter. And then if you want to take a look at it, something like for that locally, look at Matisse Thybulle. Doc Rivers literally told Matisse to not shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And it screwed with him. He got here and he got empowered and he looks like a capable three-point shooter from a guy who couldn't shoot to capable. I'm not saying he's great, but is he like a 35.5, 36% three-point shooter, which is like league average? Yes, that's better than 28%, which is what he was in Philly. And so you have to get to the volume. And that's the thing is, two can't hitch. Chris Murray can't hitch. Jeremy needs to be getting more shots up than he did last night from three.
Well, having a guy make more than a three would be very, very helpful. This is miserable to talk about.
No, it is.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that shooting hoops accurately helps you win games?
Yeah, that sure does.
Yeah.
But if we talk about the, like, what this season is focused on, though, Scoot Henderson, Donovan Clingan, I think those are the two people that everybody kind of wants to see growth, improvement in what they can do. I mean, Scoot isn't a guy that you're going to rely on to shoot threes, but it kind of looks like over the last few games, like three games now in a row, he's looking more comfortable yes. in his skin as a player.
What I said last night, I'll say it here again. If these first four games of this season was how he started his rookie year last year,
yeah.
the perception about him would be a lot different. And I think part of this is I don't like beating it up, but I think the G League Ignite was a miserably failed experiment.
So bad.
And I think it set every single one of those guys back. And you're seeing it, like Manus Bouzelis and Ron Holland have looked horrendous to start. Jalen Green took 3 years to figure it out. Like you just go down the list. It's great for those guys to get paid.
Yeah,
like, I understand. I'm not saying the coaching was bad. I'm not saying that the players are bad. I just think the way that was set up did not optimize their development.
No, it was hero ball the entire time.
Yeah, and I just think it's a lot like some of these college teams when they bring in like five recruits. It's like, how do you feed every mouth?
Well, in playing basketball without elite bigs or great bigs is a very counterproductive to growth and development.
And what winning doesn't matter.
That is where the G League is at, right? Like the best bigs did not go to the G League.
No.
There were better bigs playing college basketball
yes.
than in the G League. Because if you're a competent and good big, you're not playing in the G League. You're on an NBA roster and they will hide you on the bench.
They'll two-way you. And then you're just going to, like, if you're 7 foot tall, You're on an NBA roster. Like, you just don't see many 6'9 plus bigs. Like, you see the Kenny Loftons and the David Roddies. Like, you see these guys, like, God, if you were 6'10,
yep.
you'd be on an NBA roster. Like, that's the thing. It's that. And so that, I think, limits it. But if you want to look for, and this is where, you know, some people say I'm, you know, carrying water, but look, I'm doing this for my own sanity. I can't talk about how bad this team plays over the course of 82 games. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That's why I pivoted. I was like, this is so miserable.
No, I can't do this. I'm just setting the table for, like, this is how the season's going to go. If Jeremy and Ant aren't hitting threes, the rest of this is going to be bad. Like, that's just the reality. Because on one night, Denny will hit threes. On one night, Scoot will. On one night, Two will. Like, those guys will supplement. But if Ant and Jeremy aren't going, it's going to be rough. But as far as Scoot's concerned, it hasn't been perfect. But you have seen blips. Whereas last year, you didn't really see blips until the end of the season when stuff didn't matter.
You didn't see it at all in the beginning.
The first 20 games were just, it was.
And then he got hurt, and then.
It was brutal. It was. Like, to be entirely fair to the kid, it's just, he was not good. But also, you know, G League Ignite. But I think you saw last night, and what I'm really interested in is tomorrow, is against the Clippers with Zubac in the middle of the paint, because Zoo was the guy who destroyed him opening night last year. Remember how bad he looked with Zubac just gobbling him up at the rim over and over again. He bothered him again in Seattle a couple weeks ago. He's done well against the Pelicans at times with smaller lineups. He did well against the Kings last night in certain situations. They don't have a real rim protector. I love Sabonis as a player, not a rim protector. Alex Len, he's long, not a great rim protector. But you saw Scoot show the athleticism and burst going to his right, going to his left, and finishing strong and generating free throws. Little loose with the ball and some passes, but he was trying to create for others. And even if he's making the right decision, or the graduation is this. He went from not making the right decision last year and spraying passes all over the place because he had 60% of his turnovers were of bad pass. Yeah, that's a lot, which is kind of crazy when you consider, like, he's a good passer, but now apparently he's making, it's just not understanding where guys are. And now he's getting a better understanding of where guys are or where they will be. And you can see the only thing is he's just a beat behind.
Yep.
He takes the dribble of maybe a step too far or waits a second too long. And then when he does, the accuracy of the pass is there's leaving some to be desired. But again, you're seeing the decision making and the plan and the execution. It's not nailed down, but it's at least, like, you know, you've got it up there, and you don't need to have somebody else hold it up there while you're driving the nails in. So it's you're getting there.
May I say that I'm looking forward to a new nickname for Scoot Henderson, and this came from a quote that I heard on Dirt and Sprague.
Magic Johnson.
I want to go with Hee-Hee Henderson.
Little Hee-Hee. I like that. Hee-Hee Magic Johnson.
That came after his, like, over-the-head pass to somebody for a bucket the other night.
He had the behind-the-back and then lobbed to Jabari Walker for the end of the first, at the very end of the first quarter. That was pretty. Do you see that? Drove to the rim, picked it up, went behind his back with his left hand. Got around and flicked it over his shoulder to Jabari.
The highlight. Didn't see it live.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm like, and you're like that, but the exciting plays, that's what he was supposed to be. It's like
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. And they're neat. Like, for me, for him to be successful, it's not just like the actual hard skills. It's the soft skills. Like, I want to see a little Jason Williams in him. Like, I want to see him put a little show on, a little razzle dazzle. Like, that's part of what, that's when I talk about the energy from Scoot, it's more about that stuff and finding lobs and, like, exciting plays. That's where he brings the juice. So if you're looking for, like, you had to squint last night. But if you're looking for, like, the little silver linings on any given night, there's your little taster.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.